Hello, it is Thursday the 10th of April 2014 and the time is 12:52, and this is a bit of a test audio really, as well as a sort of up to date of what I've been up to in the UK. I'm sitting with having a cup of tea with Young Beer Show Jimmy. It's a lovely sunny day here in Worthing and I'm testing out the iRig because I've had complaints from my listeners that the audio is very low, and I'm going to see if this contraption works. Jimmy's just crept back into the room, discreet as he is. So what have I been up to? I've just got into Worthing. I'm back up in London today and down to Southampton tomorrow to meet up with a few more mates. It's been quite hectic, to be honest with you. I'll be glad to get home for a rest. But no, it's been a fabulous break, and everything's run pretty smooth, really. Sorry for that slight interruption, but we are testing this microphone out to see if the audio quality and the audio sound is any better. Anyway, so last Thursday, I had to set the alarm clock very early in the morning, 5 o'clock. And people down the road, friends down the road, took me to Lagos Station to catch the first train out, which is a 6:14, all the way to Faro, and then a bus, and then a lovely flight over. In fact, the flight is booked for 2 hours 50, and it only took 2 hours 20, so I was in good 30, 40 minutes early. The only problem was, when I got off the plane, the queues for the passport control was... took me 35 minutes to get through. It was horrendous. I don't know what was going on, but not to worry, we got there in the end. And I went straight to Witten to stop with my mate. I dropped my bags off, went to work with him to see my old railway depot where I used to work. We passed up to passenger train up to Waterloo, and he carried on working, and I went drinking with another mate at the Cross Keys pub in Fleet Street. So the holiday started, as I think it's going to finish, with lots of beer. Yeah, it was great, you know, catching up with people, and it was nice to sit down and drink a real ale. And there was plenty to choose from in the Wetherspoons there, because they've got a beer festival on at the moment. He's done, my mate Rodders, he's done 28 so far of the 50. And he's still got, I think we've still got a week to go. He's done the 50 marks several times in the past, because they do this every year. I hadn't eaten all day, and it was Curry Club Thursday, so I had a nice curry. The next day we went into Kingston, and of course that was a Friday, so it was Fish Club, so I had fish in Wetherspoons. And on Saturday it was Steak Club. So we had steak, so I've been living off food in Wetherspoons. And it's got to be said that it's not bad, it's good stuff, and you get a free drink as well. And Jimmy is just like unpiling all these real ales in front of me. I mean, that's not on, is it, really? What is this? Wild beer. We've got Bar Humber, Witchwood Brewery. That's nice, I like the Witchwood Brewery. Have you tasted all these, Jimmy?
No, these are to be tasted. This is the one I'm looking forward to taste. Do you want to try it? It's called the Wild Beer Company, Modus Operandi, Old Ale, Oak Aged for 90 days, made with wild yeast.
Ooh, it does look nice. It does look nice.
Keep talking, the top's coming off.
Oh, right, the top's... We are sharing, are we?
Oh,
yes. Oh. Oh, I see, because he's just got two straws. Oh, this is very nice. I thought to myself today, I'm going to have a beer-free day today. Well, that's gone down the drain, that has, hasn't it? So, basically, yeah, it does sound like all I've been doing is visiting pubs and drinking. But no, I've been doing other things and catching up with family and friends. I was down in Brighton to see my son, and we went and had a roast dinner, you guessed it, in Wetherspoons in Brighton. And good old chat and a catch up, and played a board game that he's constructed himself, and it was very good. It was a brilliant day, loved it. Right, so the beers. And now, what is this again? This was, where's the bottle?
This is called Modus Operandi from the Wild Beer Company. And their speciality is they use wild yeast rather than some strain that they fermented.
Okay.
So I've never tried it. It smells like a pub.
It does.
The whole ambience of a pub comes out as soon as you sniff that.
Yeah, that's quite... cool. That's got...
Nice.
That is very nice. Very thick taste.
It's thick, but mild though, isn't it? It's not...
It's got quite a strange back taste to it.
It has. And, 7%.
Oh my, that's what it is, isn't it? 7%. This is supposed to be a beer-free day today.
It's meant to be a beer-free day.
Oh my lord, I'm not trying that. He's just passed me Wat Dickey ice distilled beer that comes in at a very low 35%.
35%.
That's crazy. It's in a very small bottle.
Take the top off and have a sniff.
Okay. Might have to just hold that there.
Okay. And Paul is now straining.
You've opened it before, have you?
I think I've opened it before. I had a sip. It's. You only sip this, I tell you.
Oh my god.
It is powerful. You're welcome to take a sip.
No, I think I'll just put
you
the.
Keel over.
Lid back on and screw it on tight, and now I'm retreating from the room and making my way to the train station. No, that's very nice, and I do like this beer. I must admit, I've never tasted beer like this. It has a really unusual taste.
But it's full of flavour, isn't it? That flavour is. It's not over hopped. It's not quite fruity. Well, there is the fruit essence, isn't there?
But
it's not over powerful, not over floral.
It's definitely not session beer, that's for certain, is it? Because I'm glowing.
This is feet up by the fire, isn't it? Yes.
That's right. Yes, yes. A laying down position later.
Yes.
Yes, it's very nice. Yeah, it's got a bit of a fizz to it, hasn't it? But
it is carbonate. If it sat for a couple of minutes, that would probably be ideal.
So what's it again? Old ale plus oak aged for 90 days. And you can taste that oakiness, that depth in it,
hasn't
it?
It's got that little burnt wood feeling that you get with these barrel-stored beers.
Well, not only is the time running out, and I've still got 10 minutes. I'll still get my full 10 minutes. I haven't lost it yet. So we're down to, we've got 2 minutes left. I think too much more of this.
You'll be.
And that'll be it, won't it?
You won't know what day it is.
No, I'm not even going for that Wat Dickey. Who brews that stuff?
The Scottish people.
Oh.
Brewdog.
Oh, Brewdog. Oh, right. Okay. Yes, I will give that a try one day, but not today. I mean, I have had the Trappist Monk's Ales in Brussels, and that comes in at around 13, and I think the highest one's about 17%. Wow. You sleep well after that, I can assure you.
Go up to, I think, 62% on their tactical nuclear penguin.
Well, on that note, I'm going to say cheerio, and hopefully I'll do another one of these, before I go back to Portugal, which is early next Tuesday. And I think I'm going to have to buy one of these iRig mics, because the quality is absolutely brilliant.
Very good.
And how much are these?
Around £29 if you shop in the right places.
It's very good. It's very good. And it is a proper sort of professional mic, isn't it? It's not just a lapel mic.
No, it's not a lapel mic. It's weighty. It feels like you've got the goods, and it works perfectly in an iPad.
Do you know, I almost feel like a professional reporter.
I'd like to say you look like one.
Thank you. Bye for now.